Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. Today's episode will continue our 10-part series on the top 10 problems with biological and chemical evolution. In this installment, we're going to discuss convergent evolution and how it challenges Darwinism and destroys the logic behind common ancestry. In the previous episode of this series, we saw that the main assumption underlying all phylogenetic trees is that biological similarity is the result of inheritance from a common ancestor. The problem for evolutionary biologists faced with conflicting evolutionary trees is that biological similarity often appears in places not predicted by common descent. In other words, everyone recognizes that biological similarities often appear among species in cases where they cannot be explained as a result of inheritance from a common ancestor. This means that the main assumption has failed. We also saw at the end of the previous installment that when biologists are unable to construct phylogenetic trees, they often make ad hoc appeals to other processes to explain away data that won't fit a tree-like pattern. One of those explanations is convergent evolution, where evolutionary biologists postulate that organisms acquire the same traits independently in separate lineages and not through inheritance from a common ancestor. Whenever evolutionary biologists are forced to appeal to convergent evolution, it reflects a breakdown in the main assumption that biological similarity reflects inheritance from a common ancestor, and it also reflects an inability to fit the data to a tree-like pattern. Examples of this abound in the literature, but a few will suffice. A paper in the Journal of Molecular Evolution found that molecule-based phylogenies conflicted sharply with previously established phylogenies of major mammal groups, concluding that this anomalous tree, quote, is not due to stochastic error, but is due to convergent or parallel evolution, unquote. A study in Proceedings of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences explains that when biologists tried to construct a phylogenetic tree for the major groups of birds using mitochondrial DNA, their results conflicted sharply with traditional notions of bird relationships. They even found, quote, convergent similarity between some bird mitochondrial DNA and the mitochondrial DNA of distant species such as snakes and lizards. The article suggests that bird mitochondrial DNA underwent, quote, multiple independent originations, with their study proposing, quote, multiple independent origins for a particular mitochondrial DNA gene order among the diverse birds, unquote. A 2005 paper in Nature Immunology observed that plants and animals have a highly similar biochemical organization of their respective innate immune systems, but their common ancestor didn't have such an immune system, stating, quote, although it may seem to be generally accepted that the innate immune system of plants and animals share at least some common evolutionary origins, examination of the data fails to support that conclusion despite similarities in the overall logic of the innate immune response in diverse multicellular organisms, unquote. According to the paper, common descent cannot explain these unexpectedly similar systems, suggesting, quote, independent evolutionary origins in plants and animals, unquote. The paper is forced to conclude that such complex similarities make for a, quote, compelling case for convergent evolution of innate immune pathways, unquote. Another famous example of convergent evolution is the ability of bats and whales to use echolocation, even though their distant common ancestor did not have this trait. Evolutionary biologists long believed that this was a case of morphological convergence, but an article in Current Biology explains the surprising find that echolocation in bats and whales also involves genetic convergence, stating, quote, only microbats and toothed whales have acquired sophisticated echolocation, indispensable for their orientation and foraging. Although the bat and whale biosonars originated independently and differ substantially in many aspects, here we report the surprising finding that the bottlenose dolphin, a toothed whale, is clustered within microbats in the gene tree constructed using protein sequences encoded by the hearing gene Prestin. One paper called this data, quote, one of the best examples of convergent molecular evolution discovered to date. But again, these are hardly isolated examples. In 2010, a paper in Trends in Genetics explained, quote, the recent wide use of genetic and/or phylogenetic approaches has uncovered diverse examples of repeated evolution of adaptive traits, including the multiple appearances of eyes, echolocation in bats and dolphins, pigmentation modifications in vertebrates, mimicry in butterflies for mutualistic interactions, convergence of some flower traits in plants, and multiple independent evolution of particular protein properties, unquote. Biochemist and Darwin skeptic Faisal Rana reviewed the technical literature and documented over 100 reported cases of convergent genetic evolution. Each case shows an example where biological similarity, even at the genetic level, is not the result of inheritance from a common ancestor. This means that the main assumption of constructing phylogenetic trees has failed. So what does this do to the main assumption of tree building that biological similarity implies inheritance from a common ancestor? With so many exceptions to that rule, one has to wonder if the rule held merit to begin with. One evolutionary scientist tried to pressure his readers into accepting Darwinism by claiming, quote, "Biologists today consider the common ancestry of all life a fact on par with the sphericity of the earth," unquote. But are such categorical statements helpful, much less true? Proponents of neo-Darwinian evolution are forced into reasoning that biological similarity implies common ancestry, except for when it doesn't. And in the many cases where it doesn't, they appeal to all sorts of ad hoc rationalizations to save common ancestry. Tellingly, one of the assumptions rarely questioned is the overall assumption of common ancestry itself. But perhaps the reason why different genes are telling different evolutionary stories is because the genes have wholly different histories to tell, namely stories that indicate that all organisms are not related through genetic common ancestry. There is some hope for a different story more attuned to the data, as Michael Savanna dared to suggest in Annual Review of Genetics in 2012, where he stated that, quote, "life might indeed have multiple origins," unquote. In other words, universal common ancestry may not be true. I'm Casey Luskin with ID the Future. Stay tuned for the next installment where we talk about vertebrate embryos and whether or not they support common ancestry. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2015. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.